女 PK 台一起学起来。新的一周，各位朋友大家下午好，欢迎收听北京文艺广播网络电台正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家来到今儿个咱们的地道美语口语经典的课堂了。马上邀请出我们的嘉宾小高老师。
嘿，各位亲爱的朋友们大家好，我是人见人爱花见花开车见车爆胎的小高老师。 How's everyone doing?
还有看着特凉快的小高老师。
That's right, I had a very happy weekend、and also I had a very productive weekend、
mm-hmm.
That means I did a lot of things that I needed to do, rightdid you have a productive weekend, 晶晶？
上来就问我们有没有一个非常丰富的周末，是不是
？That's right.
我想每个人的周末应该都很丰富吧。反正我一到周末的时候，请叫我同城小快递，我觉得我也挺繁忙的。
Oh.
小高老师今天是穿着个短裤。
That's right.
上边穿着羽绒服，噔噔噔噔的就到直播间来了。哎呦，我说你这天是不是也准备过春天了
？Yes.
过夏天了。
That's right. Oh, man. I think today is not that cold. I just came back from the gym. I didn't have time to change into my normal casual clothes, so I'm still wearing my exercise clothes.
哎呦，不用解释了，小高老师就是身体好，对不对？就是说自己身体好，是不是？好了
，Absolutely.
行吧，那这小高老师啊，今儿个咱们要给大家带来一个非常实用的、非常地道的口语话题，对不对
？We do. We have a really good topic for everyone today because it's something that I think most of you have dealt with in the past, and that thing is dealing with, or I should say, negotiating.With landlords.
哎，相信大家呢，多多少少都会有这样的经验，那就是要去租个房，作为房客要跟房东打个交道。可是你知道吗？哎，咱们的听众朋友当中，有的竟然也是房东。
Oh, really?
然后把自己的房子租给外国人。
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. So, 这样一来，可以练好他们的英文，是吧？
今天的这个话题就最适合这种情况了。
That's right.
啊，我们很多听友呢，以后要打算要出国，你出个国肯定要涉及到租房的问题，是不是？
Oh, that's right.
哎，你怎么在那样的文化当中，在英美文化当中啊，跟人家房东进行有效的交流，有效的 negotiate?
That's right. You have to negotiate with them.
哎，这个 negotiate， 我们是不是还得教给大家这个词儿怎么写，或者说它是一个什么意思
？Sure. Let me start with the spelling. 我先把它拼写起来。Negotiate. Negotiate. Negotiate.、
哎、这个 negotiate 是什么意思呢
？Okay. Negotiate. If you check in a dictionary, an English or Chinese dictionary.The word is 谈判。
谈判。
Yeah.
没错，就是谈判。
Yeah.
或者是交涉，反正是我们两个人商量，看这个问题怎么解决。
That's right.
谈条件。
Yeah, that's negotiating, right? So like you just said, we negotiate in business deals. We negotiate to change 条件、
哎、
right?
没错，所以今天呢，我们这个对话要给大家包括租房的一个最重要的三个步骤。第一呢，就是看房。
Oh,
看房英文怎么说
？Looking for a house or looking for a place.
Looking for a place. 要去看房，签约。
That's signing a contract.
Signing a contract. 最后呢，就问题进行交涉，就是 negotiation.
That's right.
哎，这是租房是必不可少的三个步骤。那么出过国找过房子的朋友呢，都知道，在英美的文化当中啊，这个租客和房东呢，通常是非常礼貌的去达成共识。然后呢，一个租客非常神勇的会就这些租房当中遇到的问题呢，跟房东进行交涉。啊，这个欧美人都比较善于维护自己的权利，所以有什么问题啊，就很正常的啊去找这个房东去问一问，哎，怎么回事啊，什么个情况啊？那今天我们这个 topic 14的情景对话呢，不仅会教给你立即能用的租房口语，我们还会清楚的呈现这种特殊的一对一的关系的文化交流。而且我们今天这个对话里头，这个房客特别有意思，他害怕蟑螂。
Oh gosh, yeah, 蟑螂用英文怎么说，知道吗？
现在就准备告诉我们大家啊。
Oh, let's see here. It's not. Is it one of our WeChat challenges? No, it's not. I can tell you guys. A 蟑螂 is a cockroach.
叫 cockroach.
Yeah, sometimes for short, 它也有一个缩略语。
简称啊。
就是 roach, R-O-A-C-H.
哦，叫 roach.
Yeah.
哦，不叫小强啊。
yeah.
我们以为英文当中蟑螂也叫小强呢。
Yeah, 蟑螂 yeah. I really don't like cockroaches because They like to steal my food.
大哥，谁喜欢蟑螂啊？
I don't know.有人会喜欢吗？
不可能。所以呢，在房客和房东的交流当中呢，到底是看口才，还是看机智，还是看经验呢，还是见招拆招呢？今天我们这个对话要给大家清楚地呈现两段，条理分明。
OK，
对话就是这样的，名字叫做 Negotiating withLandlords.
Landlords
是谁？
A landlord is the person who owns a house. It's the owner of a house. In Chinese, you call it the 房东。
就是 land 土地 ,lord 主人。
That's right.
那不就是房东吗？
就是。
好，土豪啊，房东。来看看第一句，第一段的对话，主要是看房和签约。房东说，看完房子以后，您还满意吗，高先生？
After seeing the apartment,Are you satisfied with everything?
听明白了吗? After seeing the apartment. 哦,看房就直接是 see the apartment.
Yeah, yeah. After seeing the apartment, right? Because you saw it. 你看好了。
哎,这里的看呢,它是指那种大致的看了一下。
That's right.
对不对?不是仔仔细细的看,啊,是大致的看了一下。
That's right.
那么 ,are you satisfied with everything?
Ooh.
这个 be satisfied with something 是一个固定的搭配。
That's right.
他的意思是
Are you satisfied? 你对什么什么满意吗？
对，一定要 be satisfied with something.
That's right. For example, are you satisfied with your accommodation here at 快乐 Hotel?
你在快乐宾馆的这个食宿还比较满意吗？
Yeah.
Accommodation.
Are you satisfied with your grades?
你对你的分数满意吗？
Ooh,
所以英文当中的满意，咱们就用 be satisfied with something 来表达。小刚说，嗯。
I think so.
我认为是的，我觉得还可以的。我只是想问几个问题。
I just have a few questions, if you don't mind.
哎，很客气，很客气呀。说 I just have a few questions.
Yeah.
A few questions 就是有几个问题。
有几个问题而已。
后面他加了一个后缀，他说 if you don't mind.
Yeah, if you don't mind. 如果您不介意的话。
你觉得这句话是不是很客气啊？
非常的客气，而且这个 if you don't mind 什么什么什么，在任何的情况之下都能用，就假如说静静I'd like to go to the restroom first, if you don't mind.
哦，静静，我想先去一下餐厅、餐馆儿，如果你不介意的话。
Yeah, I'd like to go to, I'd like to go to sleep early tonight, if you don't mind. Maybe we could talk about it tomorrow.
哦，我今天晚上得想先睡觉了，如果你不介意的话，这事儿咱们明天再聊吧。
Yeah, 怎么样？
哎呀，我觉得真的很礼貌啊，这句话哈。
Yeah. Oh, 哪里？
它一般都是加在句尾吗？
Nope, you can also start your sentence. Like, for example, if you don't mind, I'd like to go to the restroom, before we start our meeting.
Oh, 好的，原来句前句尾都可以，表示一种非常客气的，照顾到他人想法的，啊，这种意思。
That's right.
房东说，啊，当然啦，尽管问吧。
Okay, shoot.
诶，你用了一个什么单词？
Shoot, that's right.
Shoot.不是射击吗?
Well, that's right. If you look in a dictionary and you look for the word shoot, it's 就是它就是射击的意思。
S-H-O-O-T.
Yeah. But now here in spoken oral English, if someone says shoot, right, we're usually, we want the other person to ask their question, right? So let's say, 我晶晶我可以问你一些问题吗?晶晶可以对我回答说 shoot.
嗯?那他的意思就是说，您直接说。
对，你把你的那个问题就射出来 ，right？
就是发射过来。
对，发射过来。
那意思就是说，您就直说了吧。
Yeah.
啊，您甭客气。
That's right.
尽管问。
是。
汉语说尽管问。
Yeah.
Okay, shoot. 其实这个单词呢，在有些，比如说，我以前听见过英国人说啊。
Oh, really?
我也听见过英国人说的。
Shoot, shoot, mate.Yes, no problem. You've got a few questions, have you? Okay, shoot.
对，说英国人，英国人就坐我旁边了。
Yeah, oh my God.
好，你说尽管问啊，直说了吧。这个咱们得是什么关系？你可以这么说呀，亲密关系，你能这么说？
Yeah.
谁都能这么说。
Yeah, and well, this is something that we would say to friendly people that who we are socially equal to, right? Now, we wouldn't say this to, like, our boss, right? Yeah, or we wouldn't say this to our teacher.
Oh.
You know, but it's just, you know, it's basically if you want someone to feel comfortable about asking any question, you can say this to them.
Oh, yeah. 等于说呢，在交流上啊，咱们得是一个平级的这种。
Yeah.
这种
或者我比你高一级，比你看在这里房东比这个小高一级，就比如说他是主管 right
哦，他是主，
他是主，
你是宾，
我是宾，
但是呢这个主呢又想让这个宾呢感觉到说让他不要那么见外，
对，
让他舒服一点，
嗯，
所以他就说一个 shoot 啊，让他不要那么紧张，
那是，
他就说了一个比较随意的词语，
就是啊，
明白了。小高说：“我只是不太确定啊，我是要选大的房间还是小的房间
？”I'm on the fence about choosing the big room or the small room。
大家听，小高老师用了一个我不太确定，他说的是我。
I'm on the fence about。
哎，我骑在哪儿呢？骑在 fence 上面。On the fence about doing something， 猜都能够猜出来是什么意思。
你猜得出来呗？
当然猜出来。你说你骑在 fence 上面，你是去左边呢，你还是去右边啊
？Yes, very good。
是不是
？Yeah。
所以
，and 所以我们在任何的情况之下，也能用这个。
那它什么意思呢？
Okay, if you're on the fence about something, you have not made up your mind yet. That means you are still undecided about something, right? 你有点你很犹豫，有些动摇，
犹豫，有点动摇，就是这个意思。On the fence about something or about doing something. 这里小高呢是 about choosing, 是关于选择，选择什么呢？选择
A big room,
大房间呢
？Or a small room,
还是小房间呢？哎呦，咋呀？你是租一个房间啊？
哎，好像是。
哦，原来是租一个房间啊。
那我只能选择大房。
不一定。
不一定。
你的喜好有点奇怪。
对。
小高说，他们看起来都不错呢。
They both seem really nice.
They both seem, both, 两个都 seem, 看上去 S-E-E-M, really nice.
That's right.
都不错。
Oh.
你看，小高其实都想要。
Oh.
你不如都租下来吧。
OK.但是我的钱不够，
对对，
我可以借点钱吗？
哎，小刚，你说你挑房间，你还去问房东的意见啊？
哦，
是不是啊？
哎，你说他能给你一个说大实在话吗？
我想这位房东应该还可以的。
OK OK， 有的可能他们的目标就是让你无论怎么样一定要让你搬过来，或者有的可能真的是为你好。
当然，遇到这第二种是最好的了。
对。
遇到那种为你好的房东是最好了。
不管
房东说，如果我是你，注意了，虚拟要来了啊。
If I were you，
看 ，If I were you，、
mm-hmm.
为什么 I were you 呢？因为此处是虚拟。
That's right， because you're not me， but if you were me，
哎，因为事实上我不是你。
That's right。
但是我想说，如果我是你，必须是 I were you， 其他都不能用，只能是 were you。
Right. 就比如说，晶晶。我想减肥，你能给我一些建议吗
？If I were you， 我不减肥。
okay, okay, right, right. 他太会说话了。Right. If I were you, I would eat less. Right. If I were you, I would go jogging for an hour.
哎。
If I were you, I wouldn't worry about losing weight. You're so thin.
听到了吗？后面他那句他用的是什么 ？If I were you, I would 怎么怎么样
？Exactly.
Would 也是一个虚拟。
That's right.
这里 If I were you, I would.Pick the big room.
Yeah, if I were you, I'd pick the big room.
当然 ，I would 在口语当中就缩略成了 I'd pick 挑选 the big room. 我就会挑大的。为什么？ Mm-hmm. 它离洗手间更近呐、啊。
It's closer to the bathroom.
哦，原来是 it's closer 更近，要用一个比较级。It's closer to the bathroom.
Wow, 难道原来我那么懒吗？
其实你别小
再走几步不就得了吗？
你别小看卫生间啊，你每天跑卫生间的时间是很麻很是花很多时间的、啊。
哦，好吧，好吧。
所以什么东西都得就近，就是那个味道。
Oh yeah, oh you're right, you're right, 也有好处是吧？离它远一点也有好处是吧？
但是看你是什么样的人了，主要是哈。
对对，看你每天吃什么。
Okay. As closer to the bathroom and 冲着这窗子吧，它冲着市区，景色很好。
And the view is facing the city. It's really.
哎，等会儿啊。
Oh, okay.
And the view.View 就是景色吧。
The view, yeah.
景色呢是
facing the city.
哎，这个景色呢是 facing the city, 这怎么理解？
Sure, if something is facing the city, right? The view here, this is weird. What we mean is that, from the window of this room, right? The view that you see is looking towards the city, right? So we can say the view is facing the city.
大家明白这里边逻辑没有啊？为什么说景色是正对着城市的呢？就是说你从窗子里看出去的这个景色
，That's right，
它是对着市区的
，That's right。
哦，那这个景色很重要哦
，That's right，
是不是
？Oh guys， so it's very very important。
你说你租个房，那外边要是都是墙给挡着，这恐怕风水也不好吧？
That's right.
是不是
？Very very bad。
所以你看，这么开阔，哎呀，开阔的视野是很好的。所以 the view is facing the city， 就是说咱们的窗子冲着市区，景色很好的意思。真的是两全其美。哎呀，我觉得这句话特好。
I love it. It's really the best of both worlds.
英文也这么说。
Yeah.
是两个世界最好的。
That's right. Yeah, it's the best of both worlds.
It's the best of.Both worlds.
Yeah. 就假如说
两个世界，哪两个世界？
It's like this. Okay. Here, you. I have to give you an example. Okay. Jing Jing, I'm on a new diet. Okay. It's wonderful. I can eat whatever I want, and I still lose fat. Right. It's the best of both worlds.
哇塞，小高老师说最近我在进行一种新的饮食方法。
Yeah.
我既可以吃我。任何想吃的
，Yeah，
我还能够丢掉我的体重
，Yeah，
哇，这不是两全其美的事儿吗、
yeah. ？Now obviously this is not true, but I wish it were.
还算是面对现实
了。Yeah, that's right, that's right.
但是我们就是教给大家说，这个两全其美到底英文应该怎么说？叫 It's the best of both worlds.
The best of both worlds.
就是你有两个选择，但这两个选择都是最好的。
Yeah. Now we don't use this with it's. It, this does not mean it's a 双赢。thing. That's not it. If I want to say, 你满意，我也满意, we would say that's a win-win situation,、mm. right? But if it's, 这个条件好，那个条件也好、
哎、
then we can say it's the best of both worlds.
对，我们都说什么什么是不能兼得，不能两全。那在这儿呢，它是两个世界里的最好的。咱们记下来吧。我觉得两全其美，我们中国人太喜欢了。所以 the best, it's the best of both worlds.
That's right. It's really the best of both worlds.
太好了，喜欢这个，点个赞。小高说：“哎呀，您说的对。
”You're right.
You're right. 我对美景吧，完全没有抵抗力。
I am a sucker for beautiful scenery.
你的逻辑是说 ，I'm a sucker. 我是一个很……
我对什么什么、特别喜欢。
特别没有抵抗力，
没有抵抗力。Yeah, that's it. It's 特别没有抵抗力。
叫做 I'm a sucker for something.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for something, right? I'm a sucker for sweets, right? I love ice cream. I love chocolate. Anytime I see a place selling chocolate or ice cream, I have to go there. It's really hard for me to gather the willpower to not go there. And I'm also a sucker for any type of delicious food, fast food.You know, if I walk by a McDonald's, I've got to go there.
So、
right?
I'm a sucker for something. 的意思就是我对什么东西没有抵抗力。小高，我对披萨没有抵抗力。
I'm a sucker for pizza, and this is true.
我对足球没有抵抗力。
I'm a sucker for soccer.
哎，就这意思。我对英语没有抵抗力。
I'm a sucker for English.
这个好像不大可能。
sometimes people would use it to talk about their preferences.For their 最理想的对象，就比如说 ，I'm a sucker for blondes, right? I really like women.
我对金发美女没有抵抗力。
Yeah, right.
明白了，这里呢，你是对 beautiful scenery.
That's right.
没有抵抗力，美景没有抵抗力。
That's right.
哦，明白了，好吧，那我就要这个房间了。
Okay. I'm sold.
什么？我被卖了。
Yeah, yeah.
是什么意思？
不是你个人被卖了，是你的你的想法
被
卖了 ，right？
哦、I'm sold.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sold.
那什么情况下这么用啊 ？I'm sold.
This is when 意思就是说你被说服了，你被说服了 ，right? You've been convinced. After the other person gave you some information, you thought about it and you think it makes sense. So you're going to go ahead with it, right? That's saying, "Hey, I'm sold."
啊，明白了。这个意思就是你被什么观点给说服了。
Yes, exactly.
你同意了，
同意了
啊，你妥协了，说 OK, I'm sold.
啊，
就这样了。大的房间
，The big room it is.
就是大的房间 ，The big room it is. 就是我就要大的房间。
Yeah, yeah. 那个 it is. 你们懂吗？
懂吗
？Yeah, 懂吗 ？OK. How about this? 比如说，我和晶晶，我们再想一想，今天晚上，到底吃鱼还是到底吃牛排
？And pizza it is.
哦，然后就是想来想去，想来想去 ，and then 最后我们决定，还是牛排吧。然后我们就说，那 pizza it is, right? Pizza it is. Yeah.
最后是牛排。
Steak it is. Yeah, 因为你刚才说了 the pizza, 然后就开始想 pizza. Yeah, I like pizza.
那不如我们今晚就是吃 pizza 吧，怎么样
？Yes.
Pizza
it is.
所以这个 it is 的意思就等于什么呢？就是它了。
对，就是它了。
就是它了。
就是它了。
什么什么东西 it is 就是它了。好，房间看好了。第二步是什么？来，下一步是什么
？What's the next step?
What's the next step? Step 步骤，下一个步骤是什么呢？房东说，如果你确定要住在这儿的话
，If you're sure you'd like to live here,
if you're sure you'd like to, would like to 就是想要做某事儿嘛 ，you'd like to live here。好，我们会要求所有的租客签署一个一年的租约。哦，看来你们的房子是按年租的哈。
Yeah.
没有说什么提前押一付三这之类的。
interesting question. You know what? In America, not so much, but I did hear it's quite common in England, in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think a lot of countries implement this.
不过还好啦。美国还算比较靠谱。
Yeah. But you know what? 你签完了那个合同之后，如果就假如说你想提前半年离开的话，那个房东可以诉讼你的。
啊，
对，那样不好。
所以什么事都得按规矩来啊。
对，那样不好。
这句话是咱们今天的第一个微信挑战，我们看一下哪些同学愿意来试一下。
好，
第一位是踏沙行。
踏沙行 says will require all tenants.To sign a one-year contract with us. I love it. 踏沙行，你写的太完美了，太100%完美了，我很爱你。
马上来捋一下，房客怎么说？
房客 ，OK， tenant
叫 tenant，
tenant，
tenant 怎么写 ？T-E-N-A-N-T。
Yeah, T-E-N-A-N-T.
叫 tenant.
That's a 房客，是不是很有意思？
是啊，那个签约的那个约怎么说呀 ？Contract 是合同吧
？That's right.That's right. But when we sign a contract, right, that is 签约。
就是签约。
Yeah.
好，第二位同学是我们的 Sugar。
Sugar 是第二个，是第二个微信。
对，是第二个，但是他也是第一次参加。
Oh, okay. 我的意思就是说，she wrote the second WeChat challenge.
对。
Yeah, 就是说不是这个 ，we can't say this now because it's we're going to go to the third one. Kathy
写的是第二个。
Yeah, Kathy says all of renters.Have to sign a one-year contract. All of renters. Okay, how about this? So we know now that the word 房客, we have to say tenants, right? But if you wanted to say renter, okay. First of all, we have to say all of the renters have to sign a one-year contract.
哎，
加个 the 就 OK 了。
好，来，我们有小凯。
We will ask all of renters to sign up a one-year contract.
We'll ask all of renters.不能说 all of renters. Again, all of the renters. 但是现在我们知道最好是用 tenants to sign a one-year contract. Okay.
对了，既然都已经学了，对不对 ？Tenant， 以后咱们就用起来吧。小燕 ，Beauty.
We ask all the tenants to sign a one-year lease.
Yeah, good. So that we would here, we don't need the would, right? It's not the would. Let's go over the original sentence. It says, 我们 会要求所有的租客签署一个一年的租约。So, the would is not working here. How about this? We will, or we usually ask all the tenants to sign a one-year lease. 除此之外是很完美 Sugar
哦、oh, 不是不是小颜 Beauty
小颜 Beauty
你知道吗他曾经有三年的时间把房子都出租给外国人住
真的吗
所以他是真正的 landlord
Oh my gosh 颜 Beauty
土豪啊哈
Yeah
是不是下一位同学是我们的 Colin Lee
Hi Colin
诶怎么没找到他语音来着好像他是有语音的啊
Okay that's okay I'll read let's see here Aroma says We will requireall tenants to sign a one-year lease. Okay, I love it, Aroma. I love
可以的,
it.
好。
Yeah. Did we find Colin?
你来念 Colin Lee 吧。
Okay, Colin says this. Each client, 也可以说 client, 但是最好是 tenant, will be asked to sign a one-year term lease. I love it, Colin. I love it.
太好了。接下来这位是 Darcy.
We require all the tenants to sign a one-year lease.
All right, we require all the tenants to sign a one-year lease. Darcy, I love it. I love it, and you 写得太完美了。今天的微信挑战是不是太容易了？
哪有容易，可不容易了啊。我们再看下一位，下一位是张文婷。
We will ask people who will rent the department to sign a one-year contract.
Uh-oh, here.
最后一个单词儿可写错了啊。
就是他把公寓写成 department。
department, 还把 contract 写成了 construct。
Yeah, construct. Okay, so, 注意一下拼写亲爱的张文婷。
哎、啊、其他的呢
其他的都挺好的。
还可以哈、啊、木南。
木南 says, we will require all tenants,to sign a one-year lease with us. I love it, Munan.
你看大家用这个 lease 用得很好。lease、
yeah.
专门指。
It's 专门指租约。
租约。
租约。在美国可以 lease, houses, I mean, 公寓。也可以 lease cars。
诶也可以是借车的一个租约。
对也就是说它实际上不是你的。但是。
你租来的。
你是租来的。
租来的。就叫 lease, 好不好寄房子也可以、哦、你这个表情都吓我一跳不带这样的啊
Yeah, okay, I was scaring Jingjing, okay.
这段必须剪弄成视频我跟你说。
We will. After our, radio show today, guys, expect a great 视频。
我跟你说、我给你视频直播你
okay,
你在这
okay, I will.
你在这好哎事先说啊这个 lease 是既可以租房也可以租车 okay?
Okay.
接下来就是什么好有语音。
Oh.
I thought your slogan was serve for customers wholeheartedly.
Oh, that's, he did the, second WeChat challenge. So we will read that again、
oh.
during our next WeChat challenge, which
对对对
will be up very soon.
Oh, 他做的是第二题哈。
Let's go to Anya.
Anya.
Says, we will require all of tenants, or all of our tenants, or all of the tenants, to sign a one-year contract. Anya.
怎么样?
I love it.
小高老师，你知道我在拍你是不是？
我知道你在拍我。
好，给人家纠正好了没
？Yes, yes, Anya, wonderful. You guys did such a wonderful job. I want you to take your right hand and place it on your left shoulder and move it up and down, like you're putting giving yourself a pat on the back.
哎呀，小高老师要安妮自己去给自己拥抱一下，
对，
拍个掌哈。
因为你们太进步太大了。
真的吗？
真的
这句话到底怎么说
我是这么说的啊 We require that all of our tenants sign a one-year lease agreement
哦我们来先看要求 require
嗯 require
硬性要求哎我们要求做什么事儿 that 好后面来个句子要求什么呢 all of our tenants 我们所有的那些租客 all of our tenants 签约叫 sign a one-year lease agreement、
嗯Ooh.
诶为什么还加个 agreement?
Because the word agreement is constantly used, with the word lease. So lease and agreement go together a lot. They're like best friends.
好、oh, lease 跟 agreement 一定是连在一起的哈。
Yeah.
小乐老师刚才你那段啊表情我已经发在朋友圈当中了。
Oh, good.
大家说演技真浮夸呀。
I'm so excited. Oh gosh.
你自己看这些 comments。 真浮夸。
Oh my gosh, it's awesome. I love it. I love it.
好，这句话就先说到这里啊。
Okay.
大家也可以在朋友圈当中看一下，娱乐一下。好 ，landlord 继续说，哎，确实是的。
I'm sure.
啊，确实是。
Yeah, I'm sure. Sure.
小高说 I'm sure.
Yeah.
没问题，一定要签约。房东说，那好，好的。
Okay.
我们只需要您的签名。
Then I'll just need your John Hancock.
I'll just need your John Hancock. John Hancock 是一个人名儿。
That's right.
以前呢，我们曾经在节目当中讲过，这个人名儿到现在呢，就演变成签名的一种说法。
That's right. So, if I say I need your John Hancock, 意思就是说我需要你在哪儿哪儿哪儿签个字。
哎，签个名儿，
签个名儿，
一定是您自己的名字哦。
Yeah, that's right, that's right. That's your John Hancock, right? So you're signing an agreement, it's a contract or something that requires your signature.
任何情况下需要你签名的
，Yeah，
什么合同啊，什么收银条啊之类的，都可以说 I'll just need your John Hancock here and here.
That's right.
在这儿签个名啊，一式三份儿。好，小高说好的，签好了。
There you go，
就是签好了，给您，这样就行了吗
？Are we finished？
我们结束了吗？
哦，
是不是就这样了呢？
嗯哼，
房东说，是的，这是您的钥匙。
That's it. Here's your key.
Here is your key.
哦，
你随时可以搬进来。
You're free to move in anytime.
哎，随时就是您是有自由的哈，看您自己方便。You are free to move in anytime. 随时可以入住了，拎包入住。
Ooh.
如果你有任何问题，就给我们打电话吧。
If you have any questions, please give us a call.
这句话也是挺熟的哈。
Yeah.
If you have any questions, please give us a call. 我们会非常乐意帮助你的。
And we'll be glad to assist you.
We will be glad to assist you. We'll be glad. 我们会非常高兴来 assist you, 就是帮助你。
帮助你。
哎，我觉得它用词还挺官方的哈。
I love it, yeah.
是不是？
Yeah, it's really 官方的。
所以呢，这个房东还是蛮客气的，从第一段当中能看得出来。
It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful landlord.
但是
，Oh God, uh oh.
在第二段当中，
好景不长，
他会变成一个非常有经验的人。
Oh my gosh!
以至于你甭想从他那儿掏一分钱。
Oh my gosh!
第二段开始了，房东说 ：“Hi, 高先生，新公寓住得怎么样啊
？”Hello, Mr. Gao. How is the new apartment?
How is the new apartment?、
Ooh.
新公寓住的怎么样啊？哦，原来小高租的是一个公寓哈。
That's right.
是一个 apartment, 对不对？那么小高说，嗯，挺好的。
Well, it's great.
但是有一个小问题。
But there's a slight problem.
说的还真客气哈，叫 slight problem.
晶晶说的太对了，为什么说 a slight problem?因为这是客套话，好不好？
一定是个 slide problem。
也对对，你不能说这有一个很大的麻烦。你以为你是谁，房东？你。There's a slight problem。
你演技好浮夸呀，好浮夸呀。There's a slight problem。啊，是的，有一个小问题。房东说：“哦，什么问题呀？”
哦、，What's the matter?
What's the problem? What's the matter?怎么了？小高说，那个厨房里的虫子是个大问题。
There's a huge pest problem in the kitchen.
你看到没有？你的画风马上一转，就有一个巨大的。
yeah, 对，从
slight problem
变成
huge problem。
Huge problem.
一个 huge pest problem. Pest 是害虫。
That's right.
虫子。
Yeah, that's right.
There's a huge pest problem in the kitchen.
Oh gosh.
在厨房里有一个大的虫子的问题，为什么呢？我担心他们会进到我的屋里来。
I'm worried that they might come into my room.
I'm worried. 我很担心 that they might come into. 他们会进到我的
房间 ，my room.
啊 ，come into my room. 怎么办？怎么办？房东见怪不怪说。啊，你说的是什么样的虫子啊
？What kind of pests are we talking about？
你说他肯定知道，对不对？
对，
他还问你说
自己的家，他
还说
肯定
哦 ，What kinds of pests？ depths are we talking about?
Yeah, 他要装不知道、
啊。我们现在说的是哪一种虫子呢？
对
啊，是不是啊？
对啊，他要装不知道。
是吗？难道是蜜蜂啊？难道是蝗虫吗？是吧？What kind of pests are we talking about? 我们现在说的是哪种虫子啊？小高说
，roaches。
Roaches。刚才一开始就教大家了。
That's right。
本来蟑螂应该说叫做
cockroaches，
叫 cockroaches， 简称为 roaches。
哎，你有 John Hancock， 也有 cockroaches。今天特别丰富。
是的。啊，蟑螂也学到了啊，签名也学到了。呵呵，蟑螂叫 cockroaches， 来给大家拼写一下。
OK， cock c o c k， roach r o a c h， 我突然忘了怎么拼写。
看看啊， r o a c h e s，
yeah， cockroaches， cockroaches 是它的复数式。
复数形式
yeah, 复数形式。
对了哈，小老师，你看你现在都已经收到了近200条的新消息了哈。
Really? That's awesome.
200条
Oh my gosh.
快200条评论、
oh、
就为你刚才那个浮夸的演技、oh、大家都被震惊了哈。别笑成这样。
That's awesome. I'm loving it.
赶紧看下一句话。
Okay.
房东说哦先生，我很遗憾听到这个消息。
Oh, well, I'm very sorry to hear that, sir.
这句话也很客气哦。
It's so 客气。
但是我觉得这句话也该说，因为他不然他说什么呢？他只能说啊、哦，我们很遗憾听到这个消息。
That's right. Yeah, I'm very sorry to hear that, sir.
I'm very sorry to hear that, sir.
就是当你为某人感到遗憾，或者想表示遗憾，
嗯，
你可以对他 Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
或者是你听到别人说了一个。不太好的消息
yeah.
你为他感到遗憾的时候
Oh, I'm so sorry
to hear that.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
然后他房东他这么问的，他说那个你有没有尝试好好的清理你的厨房呢？
Have you tried cleaning the kitchen thoroughly?
Have you tried? 你有没有尝试过 cleaning the kitchen? 怎么一个副词叫做
thoroughly?
Thoroughly.
哦，它的发音太完美了。
Thoroughly.
那么我问大家，它是动词还是副词？
当然是 adverb， 是副词啦。
Very good.
但是修饰什么呢？修饰清理，修饰 clean 这个单词啊。
That's right.
是你非常好好的、很透彻的清理你的厨房。
That's right.
Thoroughly.
That's right. We can clean something thoroughly.Right, we did not even leave one speck of dust or dirt. Right,
一点小渣渣都不能留下，一点小污渍都不能留下。
Ooh.
这个单词你给大家拼写一下。
Okay, this one is tough, guys. This one is very difficult. Here it goes. Thoroughly, T H O R O U G H L Y.
行，就是这个单词。
Yeah.
啊，你有没有好好的、尽情的，或者是说比较透彻的清理房间，就可以这么说。小高说，这就是我来您这儿的原因吧。
That's why I came here.
That's why I came here. 您能不能帮我做点什么呢？
Isn't there something that you guys can do?
Isn't there something that you guys can do? 你为什么没有说 Is there something you guys can do?
Yeah.
你说的是 Isn't there something you guys can do?
Yeah. What's up with that, huh?
你是不是想说，难道你们不能帮我做点什么吗？
Exactly. Isn't there something you guys can do? 难道你们不能帮助我吗？
是不是啊
？Yeah.
你们难道不能帮我做点什么吗？你的意思就是说，这你们家的虫子，对不对
？Exactly.
这不是我招来的虫子，是不是？
对啊，你干嘛不帮助我？难道什么都什么办法都没有吗？
所以呢，作为一个房客，在这种问题上还是比较勇敢的。
嗯，
他想提出自己的要求，他要维护自己的权益。
然
后比较神勇，前面呢这个房客很有礼貌，现在他变得很神勇起来了。
Oh my gosh！
他要争取自己的权益了。
哦、oh. ，
房东也强硬起来了。房东说：“哎，恐怕这件事上我们帮不了您。
”I'm afraid not。
就这么一句话。
嗯，
就这么一句话。
就这么这一句话。
那房东为什么这样啊
？I think because 他懒，懒人自有懒办法，好不好？
你还在帮他说话哈？
对。
小高说：“那。”你是我房东啊。
But you're my landlord.
You are my landlord. 你是我的房东啊，房子是你的呀，这事儿你不出面解决，谁出面解决啊，是不是？
Yeah.
啊、哦、我以为你们的口号是全心全意为顾客服务呢。 他把这句话扔出来了，你看小高把杀手锏扔出来了。这句话我们来听听大家怎么说。前面的 Sugar 走一下。
This is what Sugar says. I thought your slogan is dedicated to customer service. 很好， we'll take that. Yeah, why not? Right? 因为在语法上他写的没有错。这句话本来就特别难翻译。没问题 Sugar.
没问题的哈。
没问题 Sugar.
好的，那就是第一次参加就非常完美咯。
Yeah, and we have Mocha. Mocha had the Yu Ying here. Mocha says, I thought your slogan was serve for customers wholeheartedly. You're close. How about this? I thought your slogan was to serve your customers wholeheartedly.
Wholeheartedly, 这个是可以的吗？
对，全心的 right?
Wholeheartedly, 全心的。
Yeah.
也行。
Wow.哇、
啊、前面 Sugar 用到那个单词也
customer service
就是他那对客服也是可以的
可以
还有口号 slogan 也是正确的
slogan sure
没问题哈我们来看段丽
OK 段丽 says I think your slogan is that 啊是这样的、你看我们看看它的原文是我以为你们什么你们的口号是这个在英文当中如果你想翻译我以为什么什么我们必须说 I thought
好必须是过去式
如果是 I think 的话他的意思就是说我认为或者我想我觉得、
嗯、
right here it's 我就是我错以为 right、
啊、
我错以为、
嗯、
I thought 什么什么
好听好了这个知识点啊，一定是我以为是 I thought 因为我这个想法已经以为过了对不对
that's right
可以这么理解
嗯
Judy
I thought that your slogan would be to serve the customers wholeheartedly.
Yeah, okay, close. It's, here's the thing, Judy. You said would be to. 这个的意思就是说，就假如说他们今天才给你看了他们的口号，然后跟你想象的不一样。That's, if you wanted to say that, then your sentence would be correct.
嗯，不一样。
But it's not. We want to say, I thought your slogan was
就可以了、
yeah.
啊，就你们就是这个东西，就是这个东西，就 was 就可以了。
Yeah.
Daisy.
Daisy says, "I thought your slogan was to serve customers with all heart." Or how about this? With all your heart.
With all your heart.
There we go.
就对了。With all your heart, 用你们的全心全意。
嗯、
mm.。好，接下来这位是 Forever 有语音。
I thought your slogan is serve customers with the whole heart and soul.
Ooh. I thought your slogan is... Yeah, I thought your slogan is serve customers with the whole heart and soul. 不可以这么说。不可以。Yeah, with, serve customers with the whole heart and soul. 我们就不会这么说。
会怎么说啊、
yeah.
那会怎么说呢
一会儿就会知道的。
哦、oh, 好吧那再来听一位银子。
I thought your slogan was to serve the customer wholeheartedly.
I love it. 银子。
好像没有什么错。
No, 没有错。
I thought your slogan was to serve the customer wholeheartedly.
他唯一的错就是没有错。没有错。好不好 ？OK，
好好。
Yeah.
哎呀，今天演技好浮夸呀！
Yeah, yeah.
下面我是 Yummy Mommy。
Hi, Mommy. Yummy Mommy says, "I thought your slogan is all for the customers. All for the customers.
全心全意为了顾客 All for the customers.
How about this? I thought your slogan was it's all about the customer. I think that would be better. It's all about the customer.
Oh, for 改成 all about.
Yeah.
啊，所有的都是为了，都是关于这个客人的，
yeah.
关于顾客的。Jean,
I thought your logo was. So again, logo would be like a 图片 right?
图标才是 logo、
yeah.
啊。
We want to say slogan, right?
口号才是 slogan.
I thought your slogan was sincerely customer service. 这样为什么不能说 sincerely?
因为你没有动词啊，你为什么用 sincerely 呢？
你不在修饰或者形容一个动词，你在形容一个名词 sincere customer service
才好一点。小夏吹着风。
I thought your slogan was to serve our customers with heart and soul.
I love it, 小沙吹着风 I love it.
也很好，非常的不错。
Yeah, 我叫大洞，吸着风。Yeah, OK.
你是那个黑洞吗？是吧？
Yeah.
好，最后一位同学是杨冬梅，我们来听听她的语音。
All renters are required to sign contracts which lasts 1 year.
Oh, that was from our first one.
Oh.
That was from our first one here.
Oh,
we had a, we had a little mix up there.
哦、oh, 对，第一句。
杨冬梅 ，OK 啊，很遗憾，因为我们现在在说的是第二个。
没事，你可以帮人解释，稍微纠正一下第一句。
Okay. All renters are required to sign a contract which lasts 1 year. Sure, I think that's fine.
Fine.太好了
I think it's wonderful, Yang Dongmei.
冬梅表现得不错。我们来看第二句段，到底小高老师怎么说的啊？
小高老师是这么说的 I thought your slogan was...
好 I thought your slogan was... 注意到他怎么用的没有 Thought, 什么什么 was... 哎，我以为你们东西就是什么。好了，这里来学一个全心全意为顾客服务，有一个专门的说法。
Yeah, I thought your slogan was...Above and beyond the call of duty.
好 ,above, 上面 ,beyond, 超越。在上面又超越。它超越了什么呢 ?The call of duty, 就职责。
That's right.
The call of duty, 就职责的呼唤。
Ooh.
那这句话是不是固定用法啊您给我们解释一下。
Sure. So, above and beyond the call of duty. First of all, above and beyond means, higher than, right? 比标准还高、
哎、
right? 比标准的要求还高、
哎、
The call of duty is 就是对你的要求
就是要求职责
对职责
所以 above and beyond the call of duty 是一个短语形容竭尽全力做某事甚至超出了你的职责范围
它等于什么就是说我们的口号就是我们会付出 120%right, 我们会付出 120%, 是吧、right?
明白。
这就是 above and beyond the call of duty.
哎，所以咱们中文翻译呢，就翻译成全心全意为顾客服务。
哦哦哦哦哦 I love it.
房东说，哎，确实是啊。
It is.
但是，你肯定，大家看哈，房东的心机来了。你肯定没有读到合约上那行小字体。
But you must not have read the fine print in the contract.
You must have not. You must not.Have done something, 叫 mustn't have done something, 就是一定过推测过去一定没有做某事儿。
That's right.
你一定没有 must not have read. 好，小行小字体叫什么 ？Fine print.
That's right. Fine print.
是不是就是小字儿啊
？That's right.
大字儿呢
？The that would be large print. The large print.
Large print.
Yeah. Now, fine print is a special word. It specifically means, The very specific small text, that is often overlooked.
哦，就是那种通常都被忽略到的小字体。
That's right.
叫 fine print in the contract. 你肯定没有读到合约上的那行小字体。来啊，看着啊，合约217条 A 部分写着。
It says here on line 217A.
It says here, says here, 在我们的合约上的 on line, line 就是第217条。然后这个怎么念呢 ?A 部分。
Yeah, A. Yeah, we just say A.
217A, 哈。上面写着我们不对任何昆虫负责。
It says here on line 217A that we are not responsible for any bug infestations.
We are not responsible for. Responsible 的意思就是对什么负责。
对。
Be responsible for, 对什么负责。这里是 any bug, infestation 是什么
Yeah, infestation, okay. So, an infestation is if bugs enter your home and don't leave, right? If bugs start living in your home has become infested,With bugs, okay? That is a bug infestation.
有点像虫害那个意思、啊、是不是有点像虫害了、
yeah.
我们对这种 bug infestation 呢我们可是不负责任的、
yeah.
小高已经现在流行的词叫懵什么了已经完全就懵在那儿了
oh, geez. Oh, geez.
小高说哦我明白了
Oh, I see、
这样的话那我就不得不去雇一家专业的除虫机构来帮我了
In that case, I'll have to hire a professional to get rid of the bugs.
In that case, 在那种情况下 I'll have to, 我就必须不得不 hire, 雇用一个 professional, 一个专业的人士来 get rid of. Get rid of 什么意思啊？
To get rid of is to exterminate or to kill off the bugs. Is it 消除？
消除。
Is it 消除？
杀死。
杀死。
哎，消除，杀死。Off the bugs. Bugs 就是小虫子。
小虫子。
是吧？其实你看这个小高也挺不满意的哈。这还得是我自己去找东西来除虫，
是吧？ That's right.
这挺不公平的哈。房东说，哎，我恐怕是的。
I'm afraid so.
I'm afraid so. So 就是恐怕如此、啊、如是。还有什么我能帮你的吗，先生？哈、啊，假惺惺的啊。
Is there anything else that we can do for you today, sir?
有点像那种资本家的感觉。Is there anything that we can do for you today, sir?、
Ooh.
还有什么能帮您做的吗？明知道人家来就为了这一件事儿，对不对
？That's right.
小哥说啊，没有了，女士，谢谢您啊。
No, ma'am.Thank you.
卡拉半天还是个女士啊！哎呀，怎么好惨啊！可怜的房客，可怜的房客。今天我们学到了很多这个跟租房相关的东西，一些短语，我们来走一遍哈。
好，
我们学到了 shoot 是什么意思啊
？Shoot means to.
尽管问。
Yeah, 尽管问。
On the fence
means you can't make up a decision.
就是不太确定要求做某事儿。还有呢，我们有
landlord.
Oh,
we have on the fence. No, the best of both worlds.
哎，就是两全其美
啊。
我们还有
sucker for something.
就是对某事完全没有抵抗力。
We have I'm sold.
哎，我的主意，我定了。我的主意是什么
？Tenants.
租客。
Lease agreement.
Lease 通常和 agreement 在一块用，合同、租约。
John Hancock.
特别表示签名儿的那个名儿。
Pest
昆虫
Roaches
蟑螂小强
Landlord
房东
Slogan
口号
Above and beyond the call of duty
超出职责范围做得更好
Fine print
小字儿
In that case
那么在这种情况下
Bugs
小虫子今天这段对话的学习呢，照样给大家剪出了两段音频，一段是慢速的，
一段是快
速的。大家下来以后供您自学使用。我们的课堂上还是请小高老师用正常语速把这段对话来一遍。
After seeing the apartment, are you satisfied with everything? I think so. I just have a few questions if you don't mind. Okay, shoot. I'm on the fence about choosing the big room or the small room. They both seem really nice.If I were you, I'd pick the big room. It's closer to the bathroom, and the view is facing the city. It's really the best of both worlds. You're right. I am a sucker for beautiful scenery. Okay, I'm sold. The big room it is. What's the next step? If you're sure you'd like to live here, we require that all of our tenants sign a one-year lease agreement. I'm sure. Okay, then I'll just need your John Hancock here, here, and here.There you go. Are we finished? That's it. Here's your key. You're free to move in anytime. If you have any questions, please give us a call, and we'll be glad to assist you. Hello, Mr. Gao. How's the new apartment? Well, it's great, but there's a slight problem. Oh, what's the matter? There's a huge pest problem in the kitchen. I'm worried that they might come into my room. What kind of pests are we talking about? Roaches!Oh, well, I'm very sorry to hear that, sir. Have you tried cleaning the kitchen thoroughly? And that's why I came here. Isn't there something that you guys can do? I'm afraid not. But you're my landlord. I thought your slogan was above and beyond the call of duty. It is, but you must not have read the fine print in the contract. It says here on line 217A that we're not responsible for any bug infestations. Oh, I see.In that case, I'll have to hire a professional to get rid of the bugs. I'm afraid so. Is there anything else that we can do for you today, sir? No, ma'am. Thank you.
好，大家课后三点钟可以到小高老师的微博、新浪微博“人见人爱的小高老师”上面呢去查看一下今天的两段音频，可以听起来。同时呢，加我们的微信公众号“英语 PK 台”，在五点钟的时候给大家发送音频和全文本。今天的课堂就是这样了，祝大家学习愉快。我们周三再见。
Bye-bye.